Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say happy Monday. It is a new week. This is Noan el Boricua, and I am giving you un pensamiento en el momento where I got to reflect back on a Sunday, and I had a chance to have a fellow coworker kind of post something that really got me thinking. And here's what I want to open up with you guys. People love to attract your worth to the company role you got at, and are perplexed when you yourself have learned the art of separating your worth from such things. I've often left roles that are coveted and sometimes at the height of my best work. A big part of it is because I refuse to become complacent and only identify as Fadia from such and such. I'm more than that. I have so much more to learn and offer to grow from. People love to keep you where they meet you, and if that job comes with any kind of quote clout, it's easy to start believing that you legit are nothing without that association. She goes on to say, I once had to literally tell a manager who was passively trying to imply that everything I had was because of the position a company provided. And it was in that moment, verbatim, I told him that I was Fadia Cater when I walked in the building, and I'll be Fadia Cater when I leave the building. And that right there is a company's insecure manager's worst nightmare. Knowing your worth and contribution is what defines you, not where you are and who they think they made of you. What a message from Fadia, and I think that's something that we need to understand, is knowing the importance and the difference, that it is literally understanding the moment where you understand everything you've done is because of you, your work, your value, all who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, una poquita de música, because we're about to get a quick little moment in this. Let's kick it. Welcome, welcome. Look, este pensamiento en el momento, I just think about what I once heard, original intent. Again, original intent. Can I guys, I want to tell you guys a story. I remember my oldest son when he had a toy car that he had gotten from his uncle. I don't know which uncle, but I remember it was an uncle that got him a car. He was super excited. And as many of you parents know, it's one of those moments where like you realize that once you unbox, unscrew all the little rubber bands and everything, you realize that this vehicle needs about anywhere from 6 batteries to 4 big batteries, depending on what the energy is coming from this truck. In my case, I realized, oh man, I got to put the batteries in. So I remember grabbing a butter knife and I, you know, used it to unscrew the little screws. And then sure enough, I put the batteries in. I used that same knife and I screwed it in and we turned it on. And then we only realized that the remote control also needed batteries. Sure enough, we put the batteries in and it started working. Now, here's the thing. Even though we used the purpose for the butter knife to be able to put the batteries, that's what it was not intended for. It's not meant to be a screwdriver. The other thing I forgot to mention is que, bueno, tú sabes que uno no sabe siempre cómo y cómo, how and how we need to do it. Y había unos problemas. There were some mistakes. I was constantly missing, it was slipping, and sure enough, it was super uncomfortable, kind of hold it at a certain angle. You guys know what I'm talking about, you hold it at a certain angle in order to be able to just get enough of the space of the butter knife into like the Phillips screw and to be able to unscrew it and screw it on. See, did I complete the task? 100%. But I also know that the purpose of that butter knife was meant exactly for that, to be able to cut butter for my bread. And I hope, when I think about what I read earlier in the intro, many of us are doing some things in life that we were not designed to do. And we're able to do them and complete certain tasks and assignments, but those things aren't what God specifically designed and created us to do. Here, you guys, think about this. Think about your talentos. Think about your gifts. Think about todas las habilidades that come naturally to you. Maybe you're just naturally a good logistical mindset person. Maybe you're naturally good at, you know, cooking, or maybe you're naturally good at creating music. Whatever that looks like, you don't need a degree. You guys follow me? Like, there isn't a degree or certification. You're just naturally gifted in these things. But the question is, are you utilizing all of your capabilities, or simply just living life using your capabilities? abilities, capabilities. In other words, as human beings, you and I are generally able to do many things, but that doesn't mean that there are things that we need to do or should be doing. And it does, you know, it definitely doesn't mean that it's what God created you to do. See, God doesn't do things because he's bored. He doesn't do anything that isn't fully and faithfully planned. Whew! You guys remember that this is a podcast around cultura, faith, y conexiones. And we're just, again, pensamiento en el momento, just a thought in the moment from a Sunday of really thinking about my faith. Look, he won't call you to do something today and change his mind next week. He doesn't make mistakes, errors, blunders, none of that. If he designed you with a specific talent or talents, characteristics, gifts, and even for those that are believers, an anointing to accomplish a certain purpose, then that is what he wants and needs you and I to do. So a lot of times people try to fix themselves to fit a certain ideal of what they think they should or look like or who they think they should be. Just like, you know, Fadia said earlier in my intro, but they haven't consulted with the ultimate creator, that being God, in his perfect design. Ladies and gentlemen, you were created purposefully. You have been created on purpose with a purpose. And I leave you guys with this verse. And again, Colossians 1:16 says, "For through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth, and he made the things that we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world." Ladies and gentlemen, the word says everything was created through him and for him. So I hope that you understand that you are born with purpose. Lean into your gifts. Lean into your talentos that you have. And that's what I have. I hope you guys enjoyed this little pensamiento en el momento. And remember, fuelpasionpodcast.com. And I'm excited that this week, you guys are going to get an amazing interview. And I hope you guys get an opportunity to really share. Thank you guys so much for listening. You guys have an amazing week. Dios te bendiga.